Blog Talk Radio.
Find you in the best of health, wealth, spirit, and of course, good spirit. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about something that was actually really fun. Myself, along with probably about 3,000 other people, decided to enter ourselves into a race or a competition. The race is called the Spartan Run. There are different levels of Spartan runs that go on, and the one that we actually entered into, sorry about that, the one that we actually entered into was the Super Spartan. The Super Spartan basically has a 8-plus mile run. We actually found out it was about 9.5 miles, but that's okay. It was an 8-mile run along with 20 obstacles. The interesting thing about the whole race as a whole is that, you know, you have different people of different ages. Anybody of any age can actually run the Spartan Run, and there are different levels of the Spartan Run. You have the Spirit, you have the Super, you have the Beast, you know, and it goes up as you go. The first one starts out with, I believe it's 3.5 miles. That's the first part of the Spartan Run, or the first one, depending on which one you enter. So you have the Spartan Run, which is basically, it's an obstacle course race and challenge. We did the Mid-Atlantic one, which was, again, August 25th, so it was actually yesterday. And there, like I said, are different levels of the race. And it's kind of interesting. Even though it's considered to be a competition, for me it was just something that I wanted to get through. But a lot of people also felt that way, so I wasn't the only one. But I have to admit, it was 8 grueling miles. Even though it was fun and I had a good time, you know, it was interesting. It was also interesting seeing how some people and listening to how some people had prepared for the overall event. And the link and everything is also on the site at the bottom of the page. So that if anybody is interested in learning a little bit more about the Spartan Run and the activities that took place, please feel free to check out either one of the links. And it's also there is a description of each of the different parts that you do. There's about 50 races that are done globally because the Spartan race has really picked up. And like I said, there's different challenges. And at each challenge, you have to either complete the challenge or you have to pay the penalty. The penalties vary. They call them, I believe it's burples, is what you have to do if you don't successfully get through one of the challenges. But either way, the Spartan Run is truly a gas. It's truly a good time. And I can tell you now, because I'm definitely a testament to it, you are going to be truly sore at the end of your Spartan Run, no matter what it is that you do. But I'm actually really looking forward to doing the next one. And before I get further on into the show and start talking a little bit about the Spartan race, there were two people that I spent a good amount of my time. I was actually with a team that went. That's how I actually got invited to the Spartan Run. Team Inverness was the team that I was actually a member of, and evidently they did pretty good. As all in all, I believe they placed 17th as a team. Now, when you think of the fact that there were over 3,000 runners there and probably several hundred teams, you know, that's pretty impressive. But anyway, for Team Inverness, that was phenomenal. And again, thank you for allowing me to be part of your team. And next time I'll try to run the race to maybe win the race and hopefully move your overall ratings up. But anyway, I'm truly appreciative to Perry. Perry is actually the person that invited me to the race and actually invited me to be part of the team. And I am definitely thankful, because if it hadn't have been for Perry, I wouldn't have done it, because I wouldn't have even known that it existed. So any of you sports enthusiasts out there, if you're thinking about doing something, the Spartan race is probably a good deal. I mean, it's a pretty good deal in the sense that it's a lot of different things going on, and it's not just the run. So for those of you that aren't great runners, you don't have to run the whole race. However, You do need to be prepared for the obstacles. What I found is that most people weren't. So anyway, to Perry, I want to thank you for inviting me. And also, during my run, I actually had the privilege and the pleasure of running with two other people that truly were inspirational in helping me run. Well, I hope that the inspiration went both ways. One was a young lady by the name of, we called her Kat, well, that's what she was introduced to me as, but her name was Kathleen Zimmerman. Kathleen also ran with a team of ladies, and just to show you the spirit that a lot of women have, Kathleen ran with these ladies, and she was a last-minute entry. She had no intentions on running anything, didn't know anything about it, and from the conversation that I had with her, she ran into a friend of hers, and the friend actually invited her to run on their team. So Kathleen, being a true friend, and friend, whoever you are, I know I met you, but friend, I didn't really get your name. You need to remember that that's a pretty good friend for somebody to enter that competition. Eight plus miles plus 20 obstacles, that's pretty impressive. So Kathleen did a phenomenal job, but she was also a true friend. Well, anyway, Kathleen Zimmerman was one of the ladies that also ran with me, and we kind of bolstered each other along during the whole run, and she did a phenomenal job. There was another young man that actually also ran with us, and he was part of our, I guess you'd call it, unofficial group team, and that was Christopher King. Christopher King also did a phenomenal job, and we're not going to talk about everything, but Christopher had a few little difficulties, not with the course he swam through, but he had a few other things that made it even more special that he ran. And this young man, again, had a whole lot of fortitude, a whole lot of spirit, and he did a phenomenal job. And he was definitely one of the lead reasons that we were able to all finish the race and the fact that we finished it together. None of us were really looking to finish the race as far as breaking any time barriers, so take that totally out of your mind. However, we probably placed better than close to half of the people that attended the entire event, even though for us it was pretty much just a good time. But anyway, the Spartan race was a real challenge. And again, I want to thank Perry for inviting me. I want to thank Christopher and Kathleen for also being partners with me during this particular race. And to be honest, I didn't really get a chance to talk to them and tell them about the show. But if at all possible, I hope that they will actually get the invite that I gave them, and maybe if they can, call in, because I'd love to hear their input on how they felt about the show, and I mean, not the show, how they felt about the Spartan race, because this was also both, for all three of us, this was our first race, which made it also quite interesting. So it was, again, phenomenal, truly phenomenal. And again, like I said, we really all had a good time. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, again, the Spartan race was something that we all survived. And like I said, there were people there from all ages. They even have little Spartans or kids that don't do the actual Spartan race, but they do kind of a, I guess you'd call it a bit of a Spartan challenge. And that's just for younger people. And the Spartan race itself is actually not just to bolster fitness. They also donate a lot of the proceeds to different things, different events, things like that. But the best place to actually get that information would be to go to the Spartan page. Go to the page, look at it, because everybody that finishes in the Spartan race is a winner. Everybody that gets out there and gives it their all is a winner. And that, again, is another thing that is just phenomenal. So, ladies and gentlemen, with no further ado, let's get a little bit more into the Spartan race. There are Spartan races all over the United States, and I believe they're also abroad. They have them in Georgia. They have them in Toronto. They have them in Indiana, Colorado, Sacramento, the Gulf Coast, of course, Virginia, London, Yorktown, all over the place, New England. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking to get into a Spartan run, then you'll more than likely find one. I actually met three people that actually drove here to the Northern Virginia area, to Leesburg, Virginia, from Texas. There were people there from Canada. There are people that are entering different parts of the Spartan race, and even though that was my first race, I actually learned quite a bit. And for those of you that are truly looking for a challenge, there's even a level for you guys that like marathons. It's called the Spartan Beast, and that, I believe, is 20, 26 plus miles. So basically, let's go over the different types of Spartan races that there are. There's Spartan Spirit. Spartan Spirit is 3.5 miles, 15 plus obstacles. And when they say plus obstacles, ladies and gentlemen, they truly mean plus obstacles. Not saying that the obstacles aren't challenging, but there's obstacles before and after and during the obstacles. So that's one of the things that makes it a challenge, and that's where you get the 3 miles plus, 15 obstacles plus, and that's for the Spartan Spirit. It's a challenging obstacle course and trail race, and it's a great way to get off the couch and start living. From the beginning of the trail of the race, you have mud runs, particularly hardcore warriors, tough guys and girls, the marathon run, and then you will come out and test yourself in the insane obstacles that they do. 99.9% of all people who try the event will finish. 100% will be thrust from mud, trail racing, and fully satisfied. And the top three males and the top three females also qualify to get free entry into the next race. But that's the first race. Again, 3 plus miles, 15 obstacles. And it is definitely a challenge. Like I said, I kind of skipped that along with me and my partners in the run, which is, again, Christian and Kat. We skipped that and we went to the Super. The Super Spartan is an 8-mile race, 8-plus-mile race with 20 obstacles. And basically, it is a battlefield of insane mud running with 15 or more obstacles to test your physical strength, your mental resolve, and a mud fest of race to have many trails that push you to your limits. And again, it's for men and women with the resolve to complete it. The endurance race consists of a mud run, trails, and of course, both mental and physical challenges. And that was the thing that got a lot of people. It wasn't really the physical part that got most people. It was the mental challenges, giving up some of their fears. So it's, again, it's one of those things I truly recommend to anybody that wants to run it. The good news, again, is that even though it's complete, it's painful. You will complete it as long as you don't give up. And it's a painful journey that is worth it. So you're going to get some sore muscles and aching joints. However, again, it's more than worth it. And again, the three male and three top female competitors also qualify for free entry into the next one, which is actually called the Beast. Some people might ask, what do you also get from this? But we'll cover that at the end. So after you do the Spartan Super, then you are now eligible for the next one. The next one is actually called the Beast or the Spartan Beast. The Spartan Beast is 10 to 12 miles, depending on, I guess, who's setting up the track. So this 12-mile to 25-obstacle course is the race from hell, as some people say. If you have done any race anywhere in the world, whether it's the mud run, the fun run, the Olympic run, the bike race, the death march, or any kind of event claiming to be tougher than the toughest race on the planet, then you will be happy to know that this is where they all end. The Spartan Beast is set up to truly test your fortitude and truly test your spirit. All right, you will enjoy a comfortable zone. What do you think? Nah, never mind. It's not a comfortable zone. But on their 15K Beast obstacle course race, many arrive and few will leave because it's, again, just a great, phenomenal race. And again, the top three males and top three females also get entry into the next race for free after they've completed it. So, ladies and gentlemen, those are three of the Spartan competitions, and each one is there to test your ability and your fortitude. And there's also there's one other race in there that I believe is 25 or 26 miles, and that, too, is a challenge. So if you can get through the first three, I guess you're ready for the next one, which is basically a marathon. Anyway, what do you get from doing the Spartan Run? One, you get the satisfaction of saying that you were able to beat it. You were able to take it on, and you were able to complete it. So the greatest reward that you're going to get is probably your mental reward. But what do you actually get from the Spartan race itself? You get a Spartan Race T-shirt. You get a race finisher medal. You get one free beer. Of course, there's no such thing as a free beer. You also get access to the sites and vendors that are there. They have a live band that plays. There's an award ceremony. And also, like I said, the top three competitors also win a free Spartan race in the end. So they can, and they also receive entry into the Spartan Death Race, which is another race that you can also do. So again, it was truly a blast, and I am truly thankful for the people that actually ran with me and those that invited me to be part of it, because it was truly inspirational. It was truly a kicker. I mean, it really was. It truly was a kicker, and I had a great time. And like I said, I got to meet several other people during the race who, most of them, I'm sorry to say, I can't remember their names. However, they were all really decent people, and I am truly thankful that they allowed me to be with them, you know, to be members of their group, their team, and interact. And I think from this particular event, there are definitely going to be some friendships that evolve. So, again, the Spartan Race was a beautiful thing. It truly was, truly had a great time. And I would recommend it for anybody that's looking to try to move themselves to the next level, because it was definitely a challenge to be had. And I am honestly looking forward to doing the next run. And this next one, I might even do it to see how well I can do. I laugh and joke with everybody, and I tell people that I was representing the 50 and over club. Well, it's true. And I'm very happy to say that I wasn't at the bottom of the top of the 50 either. You know, I was pretty much right in the middle, and that's without trying. So that was, again, for me, impressive and definitely a landmark. Some of the challenges that you had to go through when you went through the Spartan Race. Well, again, you heard mud quite a bit, and trust me, there was a lot of mud. I think the most grueling thing for me out of the entire race was there's a part where you have to go probably about 100 yards. It's probably about 50 yards. About 50 yards, you have to go under barbed wire, through mud, through basically little mini lakes, and then back through the barbed wire, then back through the lakes, then back through the barbed wire, and the lakes are full of mud, ladies and gentlemen, not clean, fresh water. All right, I was as brown could be. I had dirt in places I don't even want to think about having dirt in. But that was probably one of the most grueling parts for me. Other than that, you know, we have basically it's kind of like a monkey bar challenge. And this will give you guys a little bit of a window into what the Spartans race contains. But they also change the obstacles from time to time. The classics will remain the classics, but what the obstacles are going to be are pretty much up to the people that actually run it and set it up. But you had the crawl or roll, whatever you want to call it, for like the 50 yards or so that you had to go through. You also had walls that you had to scale, and you had different levels of walls. You know, you had anywhere from, let's say, a 5-foot wall or 4-foot wall to a 20-foot wall. And like I said, it was very interesting to see how each individual that I got to see during my section or that was near me went to deal with the individual challenges that took place during the race. You also had to walk on logs. You also had to do, like I said, that trail. That trail part is what ate a lot of people. And there was also a lot of hills. And when I say hills, I'm not talking on nice flat pavement. I'm talking about different levels of terrain. So you had rocks, you had steep hills, you had jumps. And the particular Spartan race that we ran actually went through what I believe is a horse area, you know, where people go and they ride their horses and jump the steeples and all of that. Well, during the Spartan race on August 25th, we were the horses and we were getting ourselves over those steeple jumps and over those hills and those climbs and all of those things, which was actually really pretty interesting. And, of course, they had water stations and things like that. But anyway, so the mud thing was one of the things that was definitely interesting. And you started off with the first wall, which was the easiest one. Then from there you had to go under two obstacles, which, again, was not really a problem. Then after that it was pretty much about a mile and a half to the next, through the woods and through flat area and all of that to the next obstacle. Then after you got through that, you ended up going through another set of obstacles, thinking that this was your obstacles. Ladies and gentlemen, don't be fooled. Those obstacles that I mentioned were not the obstacles. Those were just some of the other pluses that they talk about. So then after you went through that, you went through, like I said, you got to the mud. You also had monkey bars that you had to traverse. Also, each time that you did not successfully complete a challenge, you had something called, I believe it was burples is the word that they were using. I am very glad to say that I completed each and every challenge the first time, so had to not do any burples. And you only got one chance to complete each of the challenges. If you failed the challenge, then you had to do a burple. But anyway, so you had the mud. After the mud, you had the monkey bars, which was interesting because you are totally covered in mud. So you needed to get your hands wiped off, which most people did not do. So since they didn't wipe their hands off, they slipped off the bar. Plus that, a lot of people didn't have any upper body strength. So anyway, after traversing the monkey bars, then you go through another grueling few miles of up and down hills and cross terrain. Then after you get to that, and I know I'm not going to cover every single obstacle, ladies and gentlemen, so please excuse me. This is just a quick review. But anyway, after you do that and you go up the next set of hills, you get to the tires. Huge tires that you need to flip over several times, and then get them back in space, back into their spaces. After you've taken on that challenge and completed it, then from there you move to the next challenge. The next challenge, I believe, was actually one of the walls. It's basically about a 12-foot to 20-foot wall that you need to traverse. For ladies, they make it a little bit easier. Some of the ladies took the easier, some didn't. I mean, there were some hard charges there. So for all of you ladies that did everything the men did, congratulations. But for all of you ladies that completed it and all of you that entered, outstanding job, because that truly took some spirit. Then after the wall, you got to one of the pulls. It was a rope pull. They had, I believe it was a 50-pound rock on the end of a rope. Some people tried to wear gloves. For most people, let me tell you now, the gloves didn't work. Anyway, you had to pull the rope with the rock on it up to the bell. Once you rang the bell, then you had to let it back down. Then off to the next obstacle, through the woods, up the hills, down the hills, mountains, steeps, everything like that. And like I said, even on the obstacles that weren't really obstacles, there were some surprises. Anyway, after you left that, ladies and gentlemen, where it is that you went from there? From there, you also had to go to do some more running through water and mud and muck, traversing some more climbs, going over some other obstacles. And then from there, you also got to, and I know I'm saying this out of line, you had the javelin throw. On the javelin throw, or the spear throw, you had to throw the spear into a straw figure. It had to stick. If it didn't stick, you got burples. You also had to traverse a wall, but you had to traverse a wall crossways. So you had to go from one end of the wall with pegs to the other end of the wall, ring a bell. Then after you finished that, you also had to climb another rope. That other rope that you had to climb was you had to climb to the top of the rope, which was, I think, about 50 feet up, and then you had to ring the bell. Once you ring the bell, you could come down. Then from there, you went off running. You also had inverted walls that you had to climb where you needed to pull yourself up with a rope after, of course, coming out of three different mud pits and climbing about three or four other walls that were all quite interesting. So all in all, ladies and gentlemen, it was a pretty interesting thing. You also had some poles and some other things that you had to carry. For the guys, you had a 50-pound bag that you had to put on your back, and then you had to go through an entire obstacle course just with the bags, and you were not supposed to put the bags down. So after you got through that entire course, you dropped the bags. Another part that was really grueling for a lot of people was you had to pull a large brick. And when I say a relatively large brick, a relatively large brick, and you had to do an entire circle with that brick, pulling it by a chain and then dropping it off where you started so that you could go. Again, you had to complete every single challenge in order to progress to the next challenge. And for all of you that think that, hey, I'll just do the exercises, it doesn't work that way. Also, balance is required. If you've ever seen the poles that they use in kung fu movies where the person is supposed to walk across the poles that are stuck in the ground, you know, the beams or that are up. You also had about a good 25-foot walk across some of these poles, and the poles are sticking straight up. So you had to step on each pole and make it from one end to the other. If you fell off again, you got burples again. It was really, really interesting. And like I said, I personally had a blast. So for all of you that wanted to know or might have been curious as to whether Z survived the Spartan race, I survived it, and I had a great time. Again, I'm feeling it today, not a question. But I had a great time, and it was truly an experience that I'm sure that I will do again. So I figure I want to try to run all three. We'll see how that works out. Maybe I'll run the Super again, but I think I'm going to run the Spirit. Then I'm going to run the Super again, or maybe I'll run the Super again and then try for the Beast. And then when I'm really feeling in shape, I'll try for that 26-mile Spartan run, which is definitely going to take some chutzpah on my part. But again, to every single person that has run this before, to every single person that wants to do it, go ahead and take the challenge. Go ahead and be the Beast. Go ahead and be the Super Spartan. Go ahead and do the Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, it was a blast. I had a good time. And wherever you live, there's probably a Spartan run. I would recommend it to you all. Because how you say, it separates the men from the mouse and the women from the girls. And I don't mean to say anything bad about the girls. Anyway, it was a great time. They also have them in Slovakia. And for those of you that may be listening abroad, also in Mexico and also in Australia. That is pretty impressive. So there's a Spartan run for you everywhere. So again, you've got the Spirit, 3-plus miles. The Super, 8-plus miles. And the brutal Spartan Beast, 12 to 16-plus miles. They say 10 to 12, but I'm sure it's more than that. And again, for all of those that want to jump in, have a great time. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. I want to thank you all for listening. As always, I am humbled for the fact that each and every one of you do share some time with us. And, last but not least, I forgot. After you get to the end, you also have to go through several gladiators. These gladiators are also there to try to stop you from crossing the finish line. I forgot about the gladiators. But either way, it was a pretty cool thing. And again, I had some fun. Wish I could have got, but I didn't, so such is life. Anyway, I did have fun. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. Please share the show with others and continue to listen. And understand that we are humbled and thankful that each and every one of you do it. Right now, there are over 350,000 people who have done or signed up for the Spartan Run. Then that means they've got room for you. Take care. Be well. See ya.